What to look for in higher laws. The term higher law became popular in the mid-19th century as an argument against the institution of slavery. In Slavery in Massachusetts, Thoreau writes, "What is wanted is men not of policy, but of probity, who recognize a higher law than the Constitution or the decision of the majority." One of Walden's most enduring ideas is that of following your conscience, the beat of your own drummer. In this chapter, he says, "If one listens to the faintest but constant suggestions of his genius, which are certainly true, he sees not to what extremes or even insanity it may lead him. And yet that way, as he grows more resolute and faithful, his road lies." Another particularly Thoreauvian emphasis here is reverencing wildness. To be clear, not wilderness or nature. This shows up in the journals, his essay Walking, where he says, "In wildness is the preservation of the world," and here. He opens with spying a woodchuck and felt the strange thrill of savage delight, and was strongly tempted to seize and devour him raw, not that I was hungry then, except for that wildness which he represented. I found in myself, and still find, an instinct toward a higher, or, as it is named, spiritual life, as do most men, and another toward a primitive rank and savage one, and I reverence them both. I love the wild not less than the good. Well, this is our opening. The chapter will take you in an unexpected direction. He provides a reasoned and unusual argument for hunting, all the while moving into an extended treatise on vegetarianism. He alludes to the Christian New Testament 4 times, Hindu Vedic scriptures 3 times, and the Hindu laws of Menu, bringing sort of a universal authority to his personal blend of principles. Remember, we are in search of what is essential and how to live a conscious life. This involves an ongoing consideration of principles and truth. He says, our whole life is startlingly moral. This doesn't necessarily come from reading scriptures or attending Sunday services. The experience of moral principle is right here, right now. So the channel of purity, the body and mind, must be clean. Every man is the builder of a temple called his body to the God he worships after a style purely his own. While this echoes the book of Corinthians, it is also resoundingly yogic. The chapter is emphatic, the tone more instructive than usual. While his desire to convince us may seem strident at times, remember, this is Thoreau. We are always invited to our own way, even by the passionate and sometimes uncompromising example of our narrator.